It's 'cause the government hushes it all up, said Adam. Millions of flying saucers landing all the time, and the government keeps hushing it up.
Why? Said Wensleydale.
Adam hesitated. His reading hadn't provided a quick explanation for this. New Aquarian just took it as the foundation of belief, both of itself and its readers, that the government hushed everything up.
"'Cause they're the government,' said Adam simply. "'That's what governments do. They've got this great big building in London full of books of all the things they've hushed up. When the Prime Minister gets into work in the morning, the first thing he does is go through the big list of everything that's happened in the night and put this big red stamp on them.'
"'I bet he has a cup of tea first and then reads the paper,' said Wensleydale, who had on one memorable occasion during the holidays gone unexpectedly into his father's office, where he had formed certain impressions,
"'and talks about what was on TV last night.
"'Well, all right, but after that he gets out the book and the big stamp.
"'Which says, hush it up,' said Pepper.
"'It says, top secret,' said Adam, resenting this attempt at bipartisan creativity.' It's like nuclear power stations. They keep blowing up all the time, but no one ever finds out, because the government hushes it up.
They don't keep blowing up all the time, said Wensleydale severely. My father says they're dead safe, and me, we don't have to live in a greenhouse. Anyway, there's a big picture one in my comic.
Wensleydale's alleged comic was a 94-week part work called Wonders of Nature and Science. He had every single one so far, and had asked for a set of binders for his birthday. Brian's weekly reading was anything with a lot of exclamation marks in the title, like whiz or clang. So was Pepper's, although even under the most refined of tortures, she still wouldn't admit the fact that she also bought Just 17 under plain covers. Adam didn't read any comics at all. They never lived up to the kind of things he could do in his head.
Anyway, there's a big picture of one in my comic, and it doesn't say anything about it blowing up.
Yes, said Brian. But you lent me that comic afterwards, and I know what type of picture it was. Wensleydale hesitated, and then, in a voice heavy with badly tried patience,
Brian, just because it said exploded diagram,
there was the usual brief scuffle.
Look, said Adam severely, do you want me to tell you about the Aquarian Age or not?
The fight, never very serious amongst the siblinghood of the them, subsided.
"'Right,' said Adam.
He scratched his head.
"'Now you've made me forget where I'd got to,' he complained.
"'Flying saucers,' said Brian.
"'Right, right.
"'Well, if you do see a flying UFO, these government men come and tell you off,' said Adam, getting back into his stride. "'In a big black car. It happens all the time in America.' The them nodded sagely. Of this, at least, they had no doubt. America was, to them, the place that good people went to when they died.' They were prepared to believe just about anything could happen in America.
"'Probably causes traffic jams,' said Adam. "'All these men in black cars going about telling people off for seeing UFOs.
"'They tell you that if you go on seeing them, you'll have a nasty accident.
"'Probably get run over by a big black car,' said Brian, picking at a scab on a dirty knee.
He brightened up.
"'Do you know,' he said, "'my cousin said that in America... There's shops that sell 39 different flavours of ice cream.
This even silenced Adam briefly.
There aren't 39 flavours of ice cream, said Pepper. There aren't even 39 flavours in the whole world.
There could be, if you mix them up, said Wensleydale, blinking owlishly. You know, strawberry and chocolate, chocolate and vanilla. He sought for more English flavours. Strawberry and vanilla and... Chocolate, he added lamely.
And then there's Atlantis, said Adam loudly.
He had their interest there. They enjoyed Atlantis. Cities that sank under the sea were right up the Thames Street. They listened intently to a jumbled account of pyramids, weird priesthoods and ancient secrets.
Did it just happen sudden or slowly, said Brian.
Sort of sudden and slowly, said Adam. "'Cause a lot of them got away in boats to all the other countries "'and taught them how to do maths and English and history and stuff.
"'Don't you what's so great about that?' said Pepper.
"'Could have been fun when it was sinking,' said Brian wistfully, "'recalling the one occasion when Lower Tadfield had been flooded. "'People delivering the milk and newspapers by boat, "'no one having to go to school.
"'If I was an Atlantisan, I'd have stayed,' said Wensleydale.